I came to France to do an independent video project about the evolution and influence of rap and just French rap itself. I think that French rap isn't as mainstream as I think it could be, and of course there's a language barrier, but I think the lyricism and the talent and just the word choices and double entendres that you can form, because of course not every language is built for rap, but French is one of those languages where it flows perfectly and doesn't sound like it's being broken up or doesn't make sense. So I wanted to kind of explore that. So I've met a group of DJs called Sixten, and I went to a couple shows that they DJed because I wanted to explore it from the DJ perspective, who is playing the music, the producers who can also make rap beats, or even not only for French rappers but for rappers in the States as well, and also for different artists and journalists who reported on the French rap scene. Well, one thing that I have gained from being at the Cité in this environment is that I've realized, well, one, I've appreciated this kind of, I kind of call it like a, I don't even know, it's like a nature walk path. It's like a hike. I see it as though I can visit different countries just by walking around the campus. And it's not simply because I know the different flags. It's because even I look at the buildings and how they're structured and what's taken from their own culture, whether it's the Japan House or the designs on the Italian House or the Spanish House, like it's, or Mexico, like the Aztec drawings. Like, I think they all kind of, walking around the campus, you can learn something new and also kind of lose yourself, because I've grown an appreciation for just the stillness in nature. Like, I've always loved nature, but when there's so much little movement outside, the air is fresher. It's like the birds chirp louder. It's, you appreciate all the life that's already happening around you because now you have to sit still. And I think that's very humbling. And it's also beautiful. Like the flowers, you're like walking through your own personal forest that's not dangerous at all, minus a couple bees or mosquitoes. But it's, yeah, it's like a way for you to get lost while still being safe.